I'd like to take you on a short journey.
Thank you.
We'll start off with gathering in a field, all of you. And the sun's rising. And each one is excited to know what lies ahead. And how many are there? There are 10 people in the group who wish to learn a little more than they've ever learned before. So off we set on this journey, and everything seems alive and bright and good. As we wander through these fields, you become aware of a light. And this light is used in many rescues. Of that you are aware. So let us continue to find where the journey takes us. Ahead, you can see a beautiful house, not a castle, nothing big, just a beautiful house. Some of you may get excited and wish to leave the group quite early. If this is the case, then please step down with all of our love and listen to the rest of the journey. As we approach the garden gate, you wonder why we've come to such a place full of love and energy and colour and everything that is good. One of you will now step forward and open the gate, at the same time picking one of the beautiful apples that is on the trees. Each one of you has your own thoughts, but still we will continue. As we go up the slope of a hill, you become aware of some noise. Noise of love. Noise that will stay with you for the rest of this day. Whether it be to sleep, to walk, or to dance, to pray, you will choose your own ways to go. As we take some steps forward, we are aware of a few more people leaving the group. In fact, 3 more people. These people are accustomed to taking walks with spirits and helping with rescues and doing all kinds of things that you are aware of. Again, we will make our way forward closer into this house. And all of a sudden, it is as if the house has appeared from nowhere. It is the spirit light of the great creator. Normally, most people would step forward and backwards to try to reach this house. And as we continue forward, we see that the door of the house begins to open. And as it opens, each one of you is blessed with golden light, with the voices of angels, and with all people who have been transported to the life of spirit. I want you to stop and take in all that is around you. Take in the love and the energy. And now I want you to go inside and to find a safe place. A safe place within the house that you can call your own. When times are harsh, when love is all around you, so many emotions, but still you need to acknowledge the space. If anyone can see the house, then please step forward. I will give you a moment or two. Yes. Again, we are facing the house, opening the door and stepping inside. And inside the house, there are many things, many good things, many good people. And amongst all of this, there is one person who is left standing towards you. Three people left. They are waiting for you. Please go forward if you can. Yes. As you stand there, you will feel the golden rays from the sun. But most of all, you will feel the special spiritual bond that lies between you. Never be afraid, because you can at any point call out to the spirits of this land. Now, I will leave you just for a moment's silence before we descend away from the house again. There. Do you feel the rays of light? Do you see the beauty of the land? Do you feel the love of the great Creator? I know you will. And so we slowly descend back to where we began. So I say to you all, know that you are much loved. And all of you will continue to grow, if only you will allow it. I ask you to find the sheep within the fields. I ask you to find the cattle within the fields. I ask you to find all the beautiful creatures that this planet Earth has had bestowed upon you. And for this, we leave our love to all of you and allow yourselves to be brought back slowly and surely.
Thank you, Wiley.
Thank you.
They're beautiful.
Mm.
It only helps you see the beautiful house.
Mm, it is a beautiful house. It's lovely, yeah. Mm.